Was Kevin Hayes a player that had long sort of been on your radar? And if so, what is it about the player that attracted you to him?
You know, so the irony of it, actually, I go back to, I was the assistant GM with the Chicago Blackhawks when we drafted Hayes. So when I was talking to him today, I told him, I said, it's kind of come full circle in a lot of respects because, you know, that was, you know, one of the years that I was there. But with respect to, you know, the situation as it unfolded, you know, again, you do your meetings in January and you start mapping out and planning, you know, what may or may not be available, you know, at that point in time. And you start, you know, different kinds of due diligence processes, you know, internally. You know, you get to, you know, to know what you feel you need, you know, based on your organization. So Kevin's a, you know, a good fit for us, you know, in many, many ways. You know, he's someone that, you know, I think everyone talks about obviously his size and, you know, his offensive abilities, but I really think that, you know, what's going to shine through here is his defensive abilities as well. A penalty killer, responsible. He's someone that, you know, over the course of his career, you know, has grown his game from just being a pure offensive player, you know, in high school and college and grown his game to a really mature professional game.
That draft pick you mentioned, that was part of the Dustin Byfuglien trade, was it not?
Could have been, yep.
The idea of moving another first-round pick this year, I know we spoke last year at this time, and that wasn't an easy decision, so take us through the decision to once again part ways with a first-round pick to try and bolster your team.
Well, again, it's about taking advantage of the opportunity that you have in front of you, and you know, you never go in saying I'm going to trade my first round pick. You know, again, you go in to try to make a deal that works for you. One, you know, it has to fit for you, and you know, you have to be comfortable with the acquisition price. And you know, we are in both instances, you know, very comfortable with the fit, you know, for this team, and you know, again, comfortable with the acquisition price.
Was this the depth pieces that added last year? It was just Joe Morrow in addition to Paul Stasny. Obviously, a number of moves made today. I guess starting with the two left shooting defensemen, is that related to Josh Morrissey's injury situation at all?
So it's deadline day. A couple years ago, night before the deadline, we lost Mark Scheifele. And, you know, it's a very difficult situation going in at that point in time. You know, when you know, you don't have options in front of you, there were no centermen in the market to, you know, to really cover yourself with. In this situation here, you know, obviously Dustin's out, Joe Morrow's out, you know, Josh is going to still be evaluated. The team stayed in Arizona overnight. It was a scheduled, you know, travel day the way the, you know, our schedule is set up. So it made it difficult, obviously, to really get assessed by our doctors in a timely fashion. And I felt it was appropriate that we needed to add the pieces, you know, to have the depth, you know, moving forward here. And you know, you can never have enough D when it comes to, you know, the attrition, you know, rate as you hope you go deeper here. So we feel, again, we know these players, you know, well as far as what they're, you know, bringing to the organization. Bogdan is someone that we had recruited actually from a perspective of bringing him over as a unsigned, you know, European free agent. And you try, you know, to get those players at different points in time. You know, so he was someone that, again, when I talked to him today, you know, we talked about the conversation we had 12, 14, 16 months ago, whatever it was, you know. So, again, yeah, deadline day can present some things that that work for you, make sense for you. It was, you know, kind of busy right at the end to get some players that we feel, you know, are going to fit in.
So just last one for me, but to clarify, so you can't say at this point with Josh Morrissey if it's short-term, long-term.
I haven't talked to, you know, the medical trainers or anything like that. Like I said, they've been on a flight all day. Really, you know, I guess maybe they have Wi-Fi in the air. They might have been hearing what was going on, but I've never had any conversations with anyone yet.
Mark Stone was thrown around. His name was in the mix. Can you just talk about maybe what happened there, or was the deal ever close, I suppose?
He was traded to Vegas. You didn't see that?
I did see
that.
Oh.
You know, again, this is it's an interesting time because, you know, you make calls all over the place. And, you know, again, you talk to the managers, not just this week, but as time goes. And you know, you get a feel for what you might be able to do, not be able to do, what the price is going to be. And ultimately, you know, you make some decisions based on fit and those kind of things. And again, to sit here and go through all the different phone calls, you know, that I made, I made more than seven than there or whatever the deals that I made. So it's hard to really, you know, categorize what the manager to manager conversations were.
Was it important to you to keep a lot of the young talent that you had drafted still in the system? I know Brendan Lemieux came through a trade, but names like Jack Rossovic, Sammy Niku were out there. Was it important for you to keep those guys?
So they're big parts of our team. Jack Rossovic's a big player on our team right now. Sammy Niku is a big player on our team right now. So those are the names that you just mentioned there. Appleton, they're all parts of our organization both now and in the future. Tucker Pullman, these guys are important to us, again, for the short term, the immediate term, and the long term.
Chevy, the Kevin Hayes trade came out through the networks of about 10:30 this morning. Yeah. Why did you act this morning and not at 1:45 or pick a time this afternoon?
You know, again, I think part of it is when you're going through, you know, this type of situation and trying to make a deal, it's when you both meet on, you know, the asking price. Maybe you give a little too much and they take a little too less and, you know, whatever. You know, both feel a little uncomfortable and then you probably make a deal. So that's really, I guess, the essence of it. There was no, you know, timing, you know, could have happened at, you know, a minute before the deadline if that was going to be the case. So it's just, you know, it worked out. And we both, agreed and moved forward.
A bigger picture question. Several of the other good teams, top teams in the Western Conference, have made moves today. Some substantial.
Yeah.
How do you see this race in the Western Conference now going forward?
You know, just like it always does. You know, I think it's whether you make a move or you don't make a move. And I'm perfectly honest. I said it last year. You know, like if we didn't get the right fit and we felt Paul was the right fit, we weren't going to make a move because we felt good about our team. But, you know, again, if there's a fit there and a need there and you can address those things, then you do it. But there's not a team in this league that's just going to make trades just for the sake of making trades. You know, you get to where you're at by, you know, what's going on. Now, certainly there's some extenuating circumstances at the time, and deadline day is the last day you can make moves. So you've got to, assess some things. And for us, you know, we do have three banged up defensemen right now that, you know, at various different stages of their recovery. And we needed to make some of those moves. And, you know, up front, again, with Kevin and with Pear and with Hendy, it's they're all addressing, you know, certain needs that we feel we had within this organization at this time.
Does a manager ever sit in that war room and say, well, Team A did this and Team B did that? We better look at doing something,
you really don't have the time to do that because, you know, there's lots of other forces that are acting all the time. So it's not a real reactionary. Now, you might lose someone on the board that you're in. And, you know, I'll tell you that the last hour, was a real flurry of things because of the, you know, one, when you get a deal done, when you got to get it into the league and you got to put it, you know, email it back and forth to each other and get it into the queue and stuff like that. So all of those things have to be done, you know, before the deadline. So it got pretty hectic right at the end with all the deals that we did, because some of them didn't happen, obviously, until, you know, the very last minutes.
The eventual, the eventual price for Stone doesn't seem that high. Is it safe to say it was higher when you were involved?
I'm not going to comment on, you know, what, you know, the, like I say, the comment, the conversations between managers, you know, happen. Teams, you know, do deals and agree at different points in time. So for me to comment on any deal that may or may not have happened or did happen not involving me is really not my place.
Why Matt Hendricks?
You know, Matt's, again, a real professional. He's someone that, again, I think provides a lot of leadership, in our room. When I sat down with guys like Blake and with Mark and even with Paul, you know, we talk about, you know, the different things, you know, with respect to our room, we're the youngest team, or we were at least going into the deadline today, the youngest team in the National Hockey League. And, you know, again, there's some importance, you know, that goes along the way. There's, you know, if you want to be the ultimate champion, it's a long grind, and you have to be prepared for it, and you need people that are going to, you know, help you prepare for that. And Hendy's a real pro, you know, that, you know, that, you know, comes, competes, prepares, and is ready to play every night.
And just one last quick one on Josh. Is it safe to say he's not playing tomorrow? Can you at least say he's...
Yeah, he's not playing tomorrow.
Yeah, so it's just...
I guess I, you know, I watched the game, so that's all I did, but, you know, so...
Okay. Kevin, is are you expecting Hayes to be in the lineup for tomorrow?
I believe so. You know, so the only people more busy than the Trade Center calls was, you know, the travel agent here. So I believe, you know, most of the players I think will be in, but I think Kevin will be in. The deal was done, you know, earlier in the day. So, you know, the flights and that I think, you know, should, but I think he'll be getting in, you know, later today. Nathan as well. I think Bogdan, not sure if he can get in for, you know, for the skate tomorrow. You know, I think Hendy can drive up. And I think Pear is going to get here tonight as well.
In the short term, where do you see Kevin Hayes fitting into the lineup?
That would be the guy that has the name Paul Maurice, you know, head coach, and we've had lots of conversations, you know, and it's a lot of you are fortunate to have conversations with Paul and listen to his insight and talk about how he likes to use players and, you know, his thought process and that. So, you know, a lot of the due diligence that goes in is, okay, Paul, I'm going to throw a name at you. How would you fit him in? Where would you fit him in? Does he fit in? And you'd be shocked because sometimes it's not the bigger name, you know, that you know the coaches, you know, gravitate towards. It's the ones that fit. And, you know, so again, it's interesting to listen to their conversations. And then it's funny because they're coaches and, you know, you might have that same conversation with them tomorrow and they're going to be like, you know, I'm like, no, wait a minute. Like, go back over my notes here. So, again, it's, you know, Paul and I talked, you know, quite extensively about these and I'm sure he's got, you know, plan A and plan B and plan C already in the works.
Luckily for my second question, I think this falls under Kevin Chevalier.
Ah, okay.
Long term, you know, you look at obviously centers are very important pieces.
Yeah.
You look at what's going on with Mark Stone and him being reported on both sides to be reaching a long term agreement. Where do you see maybe Kevin Hayes in the future? Or are you looking that far ahead?
Really haven't. You know, again, it's been all about today, and it's been all about just you know, the acquisition sides of things and. You know, whatever it turns out to be, you know, again, you go into it eyes wide open and with no misconceptions that, you know, if there is something to work out down the line, we'll look at it. If it is just a pure rental, then, you know, that's the way it is. But we're, you know, they're all Winnipeg Jets and they're all here to do one thing, and that's to, you know, help us win a Stanley Cup.
You mentioned you've been doing this for some time, obviously you've been around the trade deadline. What, I mean, for yourself, particularly the last 2 years, how valuable is a first-round pick anymore?
Valuable, yeah. Real valuable. Like, don't ever underestimate and don't ever think that it's an easy thing to just sit there and you know, just do, because, you know, you look at how we built this organization, and we will have to build this organization continuing with those draft picks. So, you know, as excited as you are for the immediate, you know, come talk to me, you know, in Vancouver and you know, see how lonely I am. But hopefully it's way down, you know, way down at the end of the draft floor.
Just last one for me. When you look at what you've done for months now with the scouting staff and then finally up to this final day, what's your overall feelings about this team right now as you head into this final stretch?
I like this group. It's you know, again, you know, no 2 years are ever going to be similar, even if you have every single player the same. You know, you're going to go through your ups, you're going to go through your downs, you're going to have your adversity. And I think that, you know, if you look at ultimate Stanley Cup championship teams, you know, in the end, you know, and you dissect their seasons, like, it's never really all that smooth. It's never, you know, one straight line from start to finish. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we have to understand how hard it is, you know, to win. We have to understand how hard it was to get, you know, to those, you know, those next rounds. And, you know, people say, well, geez, 82 games, you know, it's a long grind. It is. And you know what? The next grind is even going to be harder. So you have to, you know, you have to build yourself up. But one thing that we have, you know, now is you know, the perspective of, you know, some experience. You know, so, it's again, you got to get there. That's the first and foremost thing. You've got to earn your right to get to the playoffs, and then you better respect each and every day that you know that you're there, because you know, every day matters.
Kevin, you made the most trades in the league today, and that's usually not the norm for me. You. So, what does that say to the fans?
Well, you know, I think, you know, regardless of the number that I made, you know, I didn't set out to, you know, try to, you know, set any, you know, type of, you know, records or personal accomplishments or anything like that. I think from day one, you know, with the organization and my tenure here, I said, we'll do whatever we need to do. And whether it's, you know, make some trades, whether it's acquire some draft picks, you know, for a couple years we were on the other side of it. We were the sellers at this deadline, you know, and it's tough. You know, I've been on the other end of the phone. You know, you acquire pieces that, you know, you need to use judiciously to move forward, you know, and we have. And I remember talking, you know, a couple years ago when we were a seller, and you know, you talk about, well, I'd like to buy some things too. And It's a tough day to buy because it's expensive. You know, there's lots of things that you have to pay for. But as an organization, as a players group, as a coaching staff, you know, they earn the right, you know, for me to try to make these moves, to try to, you know, provide the depth and try and, you know, and get some pieces that fit to maybe give us a push.
And did the teams, like, some poor results recently impact any sense of urgency on your part?
No, you know, again, it's, you know, so certainly some of the injuries might impact, again, your need and your wants to get some depth, because, again, this is the final day. Like, you're, you know, whatever you have, you know, you have. But as far as the play goes, like, again, that goes back to where I said it's an 82-game season, and you have to learn, you know, how to go through the highs and lows, and you have to learn that, you know, you got to be ready for the grind. And that's, you know, what, again, you need to you know, work towards here. So as far as, you know, managing day by day and you know, with the wins and losses, yeah, you wear them, you live them, you know, you wear it like on your sleeve with your emotion. But, you know, from the perspective of what you have to do, you have to look at the big picture of the year, not just a, you know, a week or a 2 week span.
Okay, my last question, just a comment about the trade of Patan and what you hope to benefit.
So, you know, Parr, again, is a pair, actually, is the name. Is another player that we scouted over in Europe from a free agent perspective and met with him a couple of times, you know, and obviously, you know, he chose to sign with Toronto. But, you know, again, he's a little bit more of a veteran player. He's played in the National Hockey League the entire year. He can kill penalties, you know, in the National Hockey League. So, you know, he gives us, you know, another option there for Paul. You know, to use, you know, at his discretion. And again, if you look at the month of March, you know, with the, you know, the compact schedule that we have, it's important that you know, you have the depth. Nick was a great, great player in our organization, like a highly touted, you know, player that we drafted. Again, wasn't getting the opportunity here. And you know, I made some, you know, commitments to, you know, his, you know, him and his representatives that I would try to find, you know, something that would give him the opportunity to get a new start in an organization, you know, as long as it, you know, was mutually beneficial. And I wish him all the best. He's a classy pro. He's worked real hard, you know, through some very, very difficult circumstances, and, you know, came to the rink each and every day. And you know, regardless of whether he was in the lineup or not, you know, he was a real pro. So I wish him all the best.
Kevin, through the grind of February and March and early April last year and into the playoffs, what did you most appreciate about Matt Hendrick's role with his hockey club last year?
Well, again, I think, you know, I'm not in the room each and every day. So, you know, I am not immersed in that that aspect of things. But, you know, again, one thing that you just can't underestimate, again, is a person's value, you know, within the room and what, you know, what he brings to those things. Some of our younger players that were around our team last year benefited immensely, you know, with the experience, you know, that they got, you know, with Matt. Some of our veteran players, you know, benefited, you know, immensely from it. So, you know, as an organization, you know, again, we're excited to have him back. It's something that we've talked about here for, you know, for a little while, if there was an opportunity. You know, it was tough. We might have even brought him back in the summertime if, you know, if it were not for him him signing in his in basically his hometown and getting a chance to play in front of his family. You know, so again, it's you know, hockey's a small world, and you never know when it's all going to work out again. Yeah, you know, I haven't really had a chance to digest, you know, what went on. Like, you know, again, you know, you're sitting there with, you know, TSN on in the background, and or you know, whatever you're watching, and you see different things happening, you hear different things chirping in your ear, but you know, you're kind of, you know, focused in on your conversations and you know, making sure does this trade work in the cap? Do we have enough contracts? Do we have this? Do we have that? All the different things that go into it that, you know, you have to be careful of, you know, behind the scenes. So you don't really get a chance to digest. But again, I like, you know, what we did today for our organization. And again, the game is played on the ice. It's not played, you know, in the boardroom or, you know, on the in the dressing room or, you know, on the score sheet or the stat sheet, you know, that gets handed out at the beginning of the game. So, again, the moves we did were discussed and calculated and, you know, again, feel good about it.
And, Kevin, I just want to get a parting thought on Brendan Lemieux and obviously, he really seemed to grow this year as a player and valuable certainly at times to this team. So I assume he was a player that the Rangers probably wanted included in the deal.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, again, you don't make these moves without some casualties. And Brendan, was a player that we acquired in a trade. You know, as a young unsigned player at that point in time. So you know, again, when you start growing your organization, and again, it's a credit to our scouting staff, even though we didn't draft them, it was, you know, kind of the amateur scouting staff that, you know, recognized that, you know, he had what it takes or took at the time takes to become a National Hockey League player. But credit to Brendan, you know, he went and earned his rights. And every time I talked to him about, you know, what the opportunity was going to be, you know, in front of him, I said, it's going to be whatever you earn. And, you know, again, so young players in this organization, you know, have to earn their opportunities, whereas, you know, in years prior, you know, there's been maybe a little bit more opportunity for young players. So, again, tough to lose him. Wish him all the best. You know, I think the fans of the Rangers are going to really enjoy him.